Welcome to The Young and the Woke, a podcast that gives the mic to high school students in Oakland, California to tell their stories. I'm your host, Young Won Choi. Join us for each episode where we go to a polling station.
I'm going to be voting for the first time for an Oakland election.
We also ride the city bus.
And my love for AC Transit in general.
And go on field trips. On this audio journey, keep your ears open for how students awaken to their sense of purpose and what helps them find their way. You can sleep later. It's time for the young and the woke. There's no shortage of advice out there for how teachers should teach, but little of it comes directly from students. And that's why I'm at Castlemont High School to talk to two students about what makes learning powerful.
Are y'all going to...
300 building.
Okay.
Just trying to find a quieter space on campus.
I caught up with America and Jessica, and they talked to me about a recent project in their green urban design class taught by Ms. Jacobson. They created designs for an empty lot in their East Oakland neighborhood.
My name is America Cadena Duran. I am in 11th grade at Castlemont High School.
My name is Jessica Hernandez Cordova. Once you're going to your sophomore and junior year, you're in a pathway. And that's where I met Ms. Jacobson. She's always there for you if you ever have a problem. She helps you out. She encourages you to keep on going. She'll laugh at your jokes. She's awesome.
She sounds awesome.
My name is Lily Jacobson, and I am the Urban Ecology and Green Urban Design teacher at Castlemont High School and the lead of the Sustainable Urban Design Academy. And then most recently, I worked at an urban design firm for several years before transitioning into teaching. So the project focused on a vacant lot at the corner of 73rd and Foothill. This project was a huge collaborative effort between a lot of different groups, which include Carolyn Johnson from the Black Cultural Zone, Councilmember Lauren Taylor, who is our council member for this district. And both of them were actually in my classroom quite a bit to help make this project feel real. The reason why I thought this site was important is because it's kind of a gateway site at a really important intersection. I didn't want to do like a hypothetical project. I want something that can actually happen. And so if the city owns it, then there's a little bit more potential for that. We took a field trip to Eastmont, and students had different roles. They could be photographers, note takers, or surveyors.
Jessica describes what it was like to be a surveyor.
Well, at first, it was nerve-wracking because we didn't want to do it because we were all shy and nervous. Like, what if we messed up or something? But I had the courage to start. Like, you know what? I'm just going to do it, right? The first place we went was the police station. So we went in there. They weren't busy. And I asked the lady to take a survey, and she did.
Jessica and America next tell us about graphing the survey data and the design they made.
The graph is showing the top three choices people chose, which was community uses, and it was 142 people chose that. Food was 114, and 103 people chose affordable housing. They also chose others, but we decided to stick with the top three.
So do you want to describe what's in the design?
So the design is in a U kind of way shape, because the vacant lot is sort of like that. So they wouldn't have to rebuild the whole sidewalk again.
But you chose a U. I mean, you could have just filled the entire space in with a building. Why did you leave the center open like that?
Because we wanted to have a little small plaza outside so people could go put their own little pop-up shops out there. Not just inside, but outside also. So if it's a great sunny day, all the people who sell fruits, jewelry, some sort of type of clothes, music, anything, they could just go outside.
Why would you prioritize having green space for the community?
We don't have a lot of trees in our community, and I think having trees will help reduce the pollution, and it will also help the community look nice.
The community said that one of the things that was important was housing, so how does your design address that?
We wanted to add the affordable housing because, you know, in Oakland, the rents are going really high. So adding affordable housing will make people stay here.
Visiting the vacant lot and talking to the community was a critical step for students because they got to see firsthand why their project mattered. For America and Jessica and many other young people in Oakland, affordable housing touches close to home.
Doing this project was really meaningful for me because when I first moved in to Oakland. We used to live in a garage, and my mom didn't have enough money to pay the rent to like live in a house or an apartment. And doing this project made me realize we could help our community by designing.
While doing this project, it made me think having affordable housing is good because you don't want to leave the place you grew up in. People keep moving out. What's going to be left in Oakland? People from wealthy communities are just going to keep coming and coming here. And then we won't have our roots from where we grew up from.
The impacts of gentrification are a big concern for residents like America and Jessica and for our local officials. Part of the power of this project is that it brought together two groups that don't often talk to one another, students and local politicians. Here's Oakland City Council member Lauren Taylor.
Lauren Taylor. I am the city council member representing District 6 in Oakland. When I saw the students work, one of the things was how comprehensive their thinking was around the site. Not just, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we had a restaurant, but really being intentional about how that restaurant is designed, aspects around the lighting, the aesthetics, the actual materials that are being used. That comprehensive nature, the intentionality of the work of the students was pretty impressive.
Councilmember Taylor saw the quality of the students' work and believed that what the students had produced would help the community imagine the kind of developments that are possible in his district. He invited the students to come to a community workshop.
So the meeting that we held, it was a community workshop around envisioning what a bigger, better, more impactful Eastmont area would be. The site that the students focused on being one anchor point to that. It was important to me that we showcase what the students had done, their work, and how they had seeded some of the initial ideas to inspire our residents.
At the community workshop, Jessica and America got feedback from business owners, residents, and professional architects. Having an authentic audience for their work pushed the students to work hard. Ms. Jacobson and Jessica talk about the challenges of the design software.
So SketchUp is a 3D modeling program that we use in urban design. You can orbit around and pull and extrude up different shapes so that you can get the shape that you want, and it turns 3D. It can be really frustrating. I actually think the frustration is really important because I feel like they grow so much in their problem-solving skills. There are like these moments where I kind of want to jump in and help, but I like hold myself back because they get frustrated and they like say they want to quit, and then they kind of keep messing and they figure it out. And those problem-solving skills, I think, are so important.
Adding each detail of how you wanted your design to look like was really hard because sometimes it wouldn't work, it would come out wrong, so you had to redo it again and again until you got it like right.
It's a beautiful thing to hear Jessica's resilience as she talks about redoing the design again and again. But why did she and her classmates go that far to get it right?
It's pretty interesting to see their transformation with these types of projects, that they get really invested in it. This is a real building that I'm designing, and I used all this different information from the community and from the clients. A city councilor cares and came and talked to us. So I think the like realness of it and the fact that it's like theirs is really important and makes them want to keep going.
Jessica and America share their own reflections on the project.
It's better when we do projects because it lets you know hands-on, not just sitting down every day, all day long in a classroom. In this project, you got to go out there, go see the empty vacula, take pictures, but it was also educational because you had to take notes, you had to observe what was there, what was wrong, what we can improve.
Something I learned from this project was that we don't have enough resources like healthy food or like affordable housing. And doing this project, I learned that us, the youth, we have power to make a change in our community.
The Foothill and 73rd Avenue project has many of the elements of powerful learning. Community partners in the city helped identify a real problem: how to develop a vacant lot in their community. Students learned and applied important skills like analyzing survey data, creating 3D models using professional software, and presenting to authentic audiences. The impact of the students' work continues to be felt.
A couple of folks from the city said they were going to include the design finalists' ideas in an RFP for the site, so whatever developer comes there, they would have to actually incorporate some of those ideas. Or I talked to students about how long development takes, right? It's, you know, they'd be like, well, so when is this going to happen? And I'd be like, well, that's going to be a while, right? It's going to take years. And so they actually came up with a lot of really cool ideas for how to activate the site in the short term. So we're going to do a mini pop-up event at the Glover Center right across the street from the site on March 14th. And then in the process of planning larger pop-up events throughout the summer.
And that's a wrap. Much appreciation to Ms. Jacobson, America, Jessica, and Councilmember Taylor, who were also generous with their time. Ms. Jacobson also wants to appreciate Mr. Boomer and Ms. Lisner at Castlemont, who helped the students analyze the community survey data. Tommy Wong at the Civic Design Studio was instrumental in bringing everyone together. If you want to see the students' designs for the vacant lot at 73rd and Foothill, check out youngwoke.buzzsprout.com for links. You can also check out the pop-up event Saturday, March 14th from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Glover Center in East Oakland. Shout out to the Black Cultural Zone and Brandy Mack with the Pop-Up Resource Village for turning the pop-up idea into reality. This podcast depends on you, the listener, getting out the word. If you like what you're hearing, take 1 minute right now to rate and write a review on iTunes and share the podcast with someone who would enjoy The Young and the Woke. I've met so many amazing educators like Ms. Jacobson during my 15 years in OUSD. Quality learning depends on quality teaching, so that's why I've decided to focus the next few episodes of this podcast on the experience of OUSD teachers. You won't want to miss hearing from these incredible people. And
until next time, stay woke.